Welcome back to the Press Box and another wonderful Saturday of live thoroughbred action. We go down to Hot Springs, Arkansas for the Grade 2 Rebel Stakes, another major road to the Kentucky Derby. As always, our host, Hall of Famer, Mr. Dave Bugsy Baker.
Gene, we appreciate it. Thanks so much. Before we get into this race, we'll tell you that the Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Brisnet.com, by Ellis Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Horseshoe Indiana, by the Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. So you mentioned it, big 12-race card out at Oaklawn Park, four stakes races, and the Rebel, with a field of 13, will offer 105 points, 50 to the winner, that point toward the Kentucky Derby. And the one I think everybody is looking at, even though lightly raced, is Timberlake.
You know, trained by none other than the astute friend of this show, Mr. Brad Cox.
Yeah, no question.
He's the 6-5 morning line favorite, and, you know, this is an uber-talented horse, Buzzy. I mean, he's a son of Into Mischief, which, you know, by that alone gives him an opportunity to be head and shoulders above many others of his age group. But, you know, he broke his maiden last summer at Ellis Park by nearly 10 lengths.
Yep.
You know, he came off of that race and he lost. He ran second in the Grade 1 Hopeful, but he came back and he won the Champagne, the Grade 1 Champagne, in early October at Aqueduct by nearly 5. And then, you know, ran fourth in the Breeders' Cup after shipping out to the West Coast. He got beat by Fierceness in that particular race, son of City of Light. But, you know, Buzzy, you know, two-year-olds shipping from one coast to the other isn't an easy thing to do. But this horse seems to have had some major kind of light-changing races. And then he's kind of found himself looking in to improve off some others. So, right. You know, the consistency is what you're looking for at this time of year. And I think that, you know, he couldn't have a better tutor and, person leading the charge here than Brad Cox. I mean, the guy just knows what he's doing. He's really has elevated his game to, I think, number one in training not only fillies and mares, which he kind of started out with, winning the Oaks several times in a row, but now has transferred that ability into the coach as well. Timberlake looks like a standout in this field. He just seems to stand out in this field and is very deserving of that 6-5 morning line odds.
Yeah, you know, and owners like you always try to downplay things, and I get that because so many different things can happen. But I happen to see Elliot Walden from Windstar Farm a couple weeks ago at one of the UK games, and you could just tell he was ready to get this colt back out on the track. So I guess that brings the question in, Mr. McLean, how are you going to play it?
Well, you know, I think if you can get even money on Timberlake, you take it. On the win, you might play win in place, but if you can get even money and stay in the positive, on the positive side of the odds, I think he certainly warrants that consideration. He'll be making the trip over from his base at Fairgrounds, so he'll be shipping in for the race for Brad Cox. So I think you take Timberlake, going to be ridden by Christian Torres, for the Cox Barn. I just think he stands out in this field, Buzz. If he runs his race, they're all running for second. And so I take him on top, and you look at a couple of horses that I think in here that are worthy of a serious look on running second in the Exactas. A horse named Northern Flame will be ridden by Julian Leperoux.
Yes.
Trained by Kenny McPeak. McPeak has another one in here, Common Defense, will be ridden by McPeak's kind of number one rider these days, Brian Hernandez Jr. And, you know, both of those horses in the McPeak barn, I think, deserve a look. Common Defense is a horse that just didn't like the mud last time. I think if you read McPeak's comments, he's really looking for a dry track. If he does end up wet, I think then you probably look elsewhere. But they were looking to bring this horse up to Turfway for the Battaglia Memorial, and I think opted to stay there and run at Oakland, which I think is a positive sign on where Common Defense is. Northern Flame, I think, is the better of the two McPeak horses and is worth a really kind of a strong look. The horse that I'm probably going to play underneath more significantly than any other is Dymatic. Trained by Steve Asmussen, going to be ridden by Tyler Gaffleon, who's going to be traveling over from his base and winter base at Gulfstream. Steve Asmussen's horse is 8-1 in the morning line. Dymatic, I think, is going to be the horse I utilize most underneath, although his other horse in the race, horse named Carbone, might be worth a look, too. So the two McPeaks, the two Asmussens, but I'm going to go more with Dymatic with Tyler Gaffleon up. But it is all Brad Cox for me. And Timberlake here in the Rebel Stakes, I think he's going to run a big one, and I think he's shown in the past he can run big ones, and I think he's sitting on go. If you look at Brad Cox's comments this week, and I quote, his last work was a big league move, but he's a big league horse.
There you go.
And you know, this is a guy who is very careful when he chooses his words. He's not one of those guys that bounces around the barn and touts his horses. When Brad Cox makes that statement, you better kind of turn your head and perk your ears and go ahead to the windows.
Okay, so you can get all of Gene's picks at Oaklawn and wherever the big races are at thepressboxlts.com. I've got a bonus for you today because I'm going to give you a selection today.
A bonus.
Yes. And we're going to go to the Honeybee. Okay, That's the three-year-old race for fillies out there at Oaklawn. And I know that you're looking at West Omaha with Brad Cox at 7-5. I know that's where you're looking. But I'm going to tout people to go with a two. From the McPeak Barn, Band of Gold. Band of Gold was picked out by my friend Bill Shively at Dixiana Farm. He and his daughter kicked him out of the sale, $70,000 from the backside there. And this horse really ran a big race last time out over this track at the Martha Washington. Now, she needs some speed, but she gets up there in the money, and this is going to be Band of Gold that's going to be running at the Oaks as well. So the Buzzy Baker non-scientific pick of the week is Band of Gold. I will probably box Band of Gold with West Omaha in honor of Brad Cox.
Well, you know, West Omaha was scratched out of the race at the fairgrounds last weekend due to the wet conditions of the racetrack. So they picked and chose to come over here and try the faster track. Hopefully it'll stay fast and dry, and everybody be looking for a big time out of it here at Hot Springs. Have you ever been to Hot Springs, Arkansas?
Never been to Hot Springs. Sounds like a road trip.
I mean, it's a wonderful town. The track has done a magnificent job of tying the casino right into the racetrack. I tell you what you'll love about Hot Springs, Arkansas, is the people come to the races. And they'll load up their pickup trucks, put on the cowboy boots, and they'll plow into that bad boy and have a good old time there at the Oval. And then they'll have a good old time getting back out there on the roads. But, you know, it's a beautiful, beautiful place. I'm a big fan of Oaklawn Park and the good friends down there at in the pecan world of the South, you know. And the pine trees do grow high, and the water does grow blue.
There you go, brother. All right, let me go ahead and tell you that the Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Brisnet.com, by Ellis Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Horseshoe Indiana, by the Exact Assistance, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Mr. McLean, here's hoping you and yours have a wonderful weekend. I know you will. Here's all the best to Timberlake, and hoping that you get on board for Band of Gold, and may the horse be with you.
With you as well. And you know, when Buzzy Baker lays it out there on the line.
Yes.
He's kind of like Brad Cox. You know,
I'm not a guy that goes chirping by the barns telling them how good I am.
Yes. I mean, you know, I mean, when you lay it out there, brother, you take heed.
There's no question. Take heat instead of heat. Love you, man. Have a good week.
Love you. See you soon, brother.
Bye.
Bye.